It's the Kickstarter 5.3 Morning Show, and we have guests in studio once again. We got lots of guests today. Four guests today, because the Miss Grace Harbor and the Miss Grace Harbor Outstanding Teen Pageant is happening this Saturday night at the historic 7th Street Theater in Hoquiam. So we have, with the Miss Outstanding Teen portion of the program, we have candidate Lauren Fagerstedt here, along with the current reigning Miss Grace Harbor Outstanding Teen, Catherine Thomas. Also, and we'll be talking with Maddie Neamy and Courtney Glenn, who are also running for Miss Grace Harbor in just a few. But let's start off with you, Catherine, reigning Miss Grace Harbor Outstanding Teen. First of all, good morning to you, and thanks for coming in.
Good morning.
Great to see you. So how has it been being Miss Grace Harbor Outstanding Teen for the last year?
It's been pretty exciting and really busy. So I've had to go to different events around the county and went to state as well, so it's just been a really crazy year.
Now, how was the Miss Washington pageant?
It was really eye-opening. It was really fun. I got to meet a lot of girls from around the state.
Eye-opening in what way?
Eye-opening as in it was my first ever pageant for state, so I had to learn a lot of different stuff and kind of learn the ropes of doing everything.
Yeah. What was one of the things that you picked up on that you really didn't really know of before? Something that was like, yeah, oh, that makes a lot of sense now.
I would say like social networking, kind of talking to all the girls and getting to know everyone and kind of making sure to stay connected with them through the year.
Yeah. So what was your favorite event that you got to participate in as Miss Grace Harbor's Outstanding Teen this last year?
So many
good ones, I know. It's hard to pick.
Yeah.
First one that pops into your mind.
Loggers Playday, I would say, because my grandma used to do log rolling there with her grandpa, and I was able to play the
flute. Who's your grandma?
Diane Ellison.
Oh, I knew Diane Ellison. Ooh. Yeah, she was a wonderful lady. Yeah.
So I was able to play the flute in front of everyone to kind of start off the event. So.
Yeah. Do you log roll?
No, I don't, but I wish I knew.
Well, you should pick up on that.
Yeah.
Tell you, if the former mayors of Aberdeen Hoquiam can do it, you could do it too.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think that they actually did it, but you know, they gave it a go. No, that's fun. What a cool background and a story to have. And
yeah.
What a great legacy of your family and continuing that on, getting out there and doing good in your community. Which, what was your social impact?
Ooh.
That's what they're calling it now, right?
My social impact initiative was Alzheimer's and dementia awareness. Mm-hmm. And my grandma, Diane Ellison, she had Alzheimer's, so that's why I picked it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, congratulations on a great year. What's the hardest thing about passing off the sash and the tiara to somebody else?
All the memories and happiness that comes with it, just remembering everything. But it is kind of bittersweet because I'm happy to pass it off and I feel like I'm ready.
You're probably looking forward to a little bit, not much, but a little bit more free time. I know you're busy, you're 11th grade, you're in Running Start program, going to Montesano High School. So I imagine that's pretty busy on its own.
Yeah,
so it's
definitely
probably going to be nice to have one less thing to have to worry about for a little while. Well, congratulations. Good job.
Thank you.
And now somebody would hope to take on that tiara and sash. It was one of the candidates of this Cummings Outstanding Teen Pageant, Lauren Fagerstedt. Good morning, Lauren. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine.
Sophomore at Aberdeen High School.
Yes.
Is this your first time running for the crown? Or have you done this before?
This is my first year running. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's that experience been like for you so far?
It's really busy.
Yeah, really, really. Just think if you win, how busy you're going to be. Ask Catherine, she'll tell you.
busy.
But so many great experiences that you have to look forward to.
Yes, I'm so excited.
So what is the thing that decided to make you try this out?
Well, so I've been to all the pageants, and I really love to watch them. And my mom ran when she was running for Miss Grace Harbor, and so that really influenced me.
Mm-hmm. Now, what's your favorite part of the pageant so far as all the different competitions that you have to compete in? Which one do you like the best?
Probably talent.
I knew you were going to say that. I think talent is usually everybody's favorite. And what are you going to be doing? You're going to sing?
Yes. I'm singing A Million Dreams from The Greatest Showman.
Oh, that'll be fantastic too.
Yes.
That looks great. Now, what's your social impact initiative?
My social impact initiative is Hometown Pride, getting involved in your community.
Oh, very cool. What made you pick that?
I'm really passionate about my hometown, which is Aberdeen, and I really want other people to see how passionate I am about it and how passionate they should want to be about it.
Right on. That's going to be fantastic. So, well, I wish you very good luck this weekend as you go into the pageant, and maybe you'll be the one to take this Ashen TR away from Catherine. I know you got some stiff competition, though.
Yes.
What do you think of all the other girls that are competing with you?
I really do love all of them. Mm-hmm. They're really fun to hang out with. So.
It's It's okay. You can say it, though, but I want to win. You can say it. All right. You don't have to say that. All right. Thanks for coming in, you guys. Thank Good you. Luck to you this Saturday night.